that's legendary, the applause that I got. It's legendary. What's up, folks? Y'all good?
Yeah!
I want to give the love to Sean Polofsky. Give us a round of applause. Yeah. I'm going to slowly take off clothing. And then I'll get to being funny once I'm butt naked. Now I'm wearing gloves and mask and all that shit. You gotta be careful. Michael Jackson was on or something with these gloves. He was ahead of his time. They're nasty. People are disgusting. I have germs. He was wearing the mask and everything before everybody. Some of it was his nose. So weird now. Looks like Silly Putty. I think Brother Jermaine had the worst nose. Jermaine's nose looked like and he got it done, and then the doctor said, "Look, don't touch it for me." Oh shit. Oh shit, I broke it, man. My one's smart. He did it with the Beatles catalog. How did that happen?
Yeah.
That was brilliant. I think it's because Paul was an alcoholic. They were friends, and he confessed to me, "Michael, let me tell you something. If you ever want to be successful, you gotta get the catalog. The best thing you could ever have is a catalog." Really? So, what catalog would be like? A good one to have. And it's doubtless the Bengals. The Bengals, he's his fame, Michael. Every time a Bengal dies, the value goes up. Really? So who do you think would be like the first Bengal to go? Oh, Ringo, he's a fucking... He's a mess. He's a fucking mess. See, now let's go. People get the whole place. You don't even cover your eyes. Where everybody going? Yeah, I think now he probably goes, "It's just allergies." I hate people that they're trying to self-diagnose. Yeah, it's just allergies. I always get them when I come back from China. Something about that Wunan air. I've been tickling in my throat. I'm scared to death of catching a shock. Yo, that's fucking... How many people here are vaccinated? Yeah. That's not everybody. Let me try this. How many people here got the car? Because it's easy to get the car. If Michael Jackson could have a motherfucker come bring them purple pulp every night, it's easy to get a fucking... Vaccination, bro. Conrad Murray looking for a job. That motherfucker here. Yeah, these masks, man. I stopped watching the news because it's depressing. It's depressing. DMZ and Deadline shit is like it's an obituary. You just see who's dying. It's like, I'm tired. I don't want to know. You know? And it's scary. And they talk about, you know, all the conspiracies about this vaccine and what's you know, what the real agenda. Talk about is depopulation and trying to get rid of people. What the fuck? Are you serious? They're trying to get rid of people. It's the vaccine. I don't know what to believe. But I'll tell you this, if that's the goal, there's an easier way to do it. You want to get rid of motherfuckers? There's a lot of people that don't want to be here. Right? It's just what they do. Like on the plane. You know, you ever be on the flight and they go, before you get on, they go, well, listen, we overbooked the flight. Does anybody want to take up your flight and put you up at a hotel? We give you drinks and food and, you know, you can get on a flight, get a round trip ticket somewhere, anywhere in the USA on our airline. They're upfront. So maybe the government should do that. Just come from, listen, we overbooked the planet. There's not enough American dream for everybody. So here's what we're going to do. You give me 30 days and out. 30 days, you get the fuck out. You know? But what we'll do is we'll give you free weed. 30 days, an Airbnb, real nice when you pick it. You know, we'll give you get out of jail free cards in case you do some stupid shit and you won't spend that 30 days in jail.
Yeah.
You know? But in 30 days, you gotta get the fuck out of here. Time's up. If you don't leave willingly, then we'll send your location to everybody in America.
Oh.
And they can hunt you down and kill your ass and take you out. Make this shit fun, like the Squid Game. Like I said, a lot of people don't want to be here. Fucking suicide hotline. Call that. Start there. This is a perfect place, man. I want to kill myself. Well, it's your lucky day. Mask and shit. I don't know. I hate walking around there. Smelling your breath all day. Everybody know how bad their breath is all day long. You used to think it was the bitch at the desk next to you with the rotten tooth. Now you know it's you. You time to get that shit fixed. You know, but it must suck to be a beautiful woman. You gotta put a mask over your beauty. 2 years and nobody see how pretty you are? When you take it off, you ugly and shit. You look like your mother when you take that shit off. What the fuck happened? I was gorgeous. People think it's over soon, you know, the mask. We get to, no, this shit's gonna be for a long time. You know, because we gave up our rights. That's what happened. You know, gave it up. Now, it's an easier way for people to do their job. You know, this is rich people, billionaires, content. That's what it is. They want you to cover your stupid fucking face. We don't want to hear your problem. Cover your stupid fucking face.
People know right, shut the fuck up. You got no rights, you stupid face motherfucker.
Put your mask on. That stupid shit today. Because billionaires don't wear masks. Think about it. Elon Musk, he'll never have a mask on. Right? Buffett, this old motherfucker don't wear a mask. What, $1 billion is the cure to this fucking disease? Jeff Bezos, he don't wear a mask. Who gonna tell that rich motherfucker to put on a mask? Who got the balls of the, excuse me, Mr. Bezos? You have to wear a mask inside this establishment. Oh, really?
Well, I just bought the establishment. And you're fucking fired, okay? We were sending out to space on Blue Origin because that's where people wear masks, you piece of shit. And I just rerouted all your Amazon packages. I'm Jeff fucking Bezos. I don't get the virus. I am the virus. I'm telling y'all, whatever you give up, you don't get back. Remember before TSA, right? Flying before TSA? That shit was fun. You walk to the airport with a boombox. Wanted to get your fucking flight. You know, you're drunk and laughing with your friend, high-fiving. Now they got your ass in a line, 4,000 people deep. Just wait, quiet, turn your phone off, and they're yelling at you. Take your water out the bag, throw it away. If you want water, you can buy it on the other side of security for 10 times the amount. Come straight out the toilet, you go get that water. Bottle's not even sealed, just go. You got an oxygen tank on. It must come off. Go inside the gray bin. You can breathe on the other side of security. If you're wearing a colostomy bag, it must come off. Put it in the gray bin. You can collect your shit on the other side of security. If you got a glass eye, you gotta come out. See you on the other side of the table. Got a wooden leg. Take it off. Put it in the bin. Can't have a wooden leg going through metal detector. Fuck. It's just to humiliate you. They got power over you. Right? They be frisky. Anybody here get frisked by TSA? Why do you not? This is the most humiliating shit. And they touch you where they be touching you in your dick, just with the looking you in the eye, just like touching your dick. What the fuck is this? You don't know, you can't tell anything with the back of your hand. I don't know if this is a car or a piano, I can't tell. You wanna touch my dick, touch my dick. Put it in your mouth. With the mouth and let me catch my plane. Because I'd rather get blown up on a plane by the terrorists than have someone touching my dick in front of my kids. This shit is humiliating. And then you had TSA. We know, listen, this was supposed to be until they got to terrorists. Well, we got Bin Laden. We got Gaddafi. We got Abu Ghraib. We got them all. What are we doing? You know what really messed me up? When you get there and there's a dude at TSA with the fucking turban on. He's TSA. No, we're looking for you. Take your hat off. Motherfucker, take your hat off. I can't fit a bomb underneath a Yankee hat. But you can stick some dynamite in that shit you got on. All these minimum wage working motherfuckers got so much power. And they stop giving you good service. That's what happens. You know, you're on the plane, they just keep walking past you. The steward is, excuse me, can I go in the container? You keep going down there. And then you put your mask on, excuse me, can I get some more peanuts? Put your mask on! I'll stop the plane and throw you out at 30,000 feet. I'm playing Candy Crush. She's crazy. The virus. We got so scared of a fucking virus. Ain't that some shit? And in the CDC, they don't have a united voice. Motherfuckers, get you one motherfucker. I'm tired of seeing all the experts. We're following the science. The fuck the science? So science is dumb. Science used to be the earth was flat. Remember that? That was the science. Science was rain was God crying. Remember that? The fuck the science? This shit irritates me. CDC recently said that if you're an uncircumcised man, you don't have to get two shots anymore. You only need one shot because there's antifuron in the skin, underneath the skin, in the uncircumcised pink. So, all you have to do is show it to a healthcare worker. Before they give you, wait, hold up, let me show you something. You can take it out. After they laugh, because they're going to laugh. They're going to massage out the anti-fuel. With a special technique. And they did good news for you. From the CDC, said that all you gotta do is suck on the uncircumcised man. You don't have to get any shots. The antifurin goes right down your throat. That extra skin will bring it down. How many lucky uncircumcised guys out there? You are? The meaty meat. You see, God don't like to brag about
fucking
the
God of it.
That's ugly, though. Isn't that healthy shit? Oh, you got your defender of the extra skin. You're in the wizard team? Fucking God. Anteater club right here, man. I think the least you could do with uncircumcised dick is take it out in the sun, peel it back, let it brown up. Give it one color. You're not going to be picking the tip like a dog. Glow in the dark. That's your nightlight, huh? Where you going? Just follow his dick into the bathroom. But I don't know, man. Like, I'm sorry. I break up. It's like, I can't look at the mother. It's a couple of warning. Right there, you meet a guy and you get to him, he should have to tell you up front, look. No matter how horny you are, wait a minute. I want you to, but listen. How do you feel about fire hose? I got a fire hose. This is what I'm working with. Just out of respect. And ladies, it's like a steak vagina. Because that should come with a warning too. It ain't right just to sit down on a motherfucker face without. You know it was rot the way you got that. You check before you leave. Okay. You can leave telegraph. But the funny thing about the difference between if a guy tells a woman I'm uncircumcised, she might leave. And it'll just be out. But a guy think you play hard to get all the time. Wait, listen. I'm not fresh. A guy be like, well, let me be the judge of that. I like
a little crab in my cake. Sardine in your jeans. Well, it don't matter. A guy will eat a steak because he don't care. Because we don't know when the next time you're going to get some. So a guy just, fuck it. You know? Fuck it. It's good. They'll be complaining a couple of days later, like, hey, nigga, smell my face. Smell my face. I had to shave my mustache. This shit ain't my pores, man. I got a cast on here. I need some turkey pies.
What are you talking about?
The virus. The thing is, you can't see it, so you don't know who got it, who don't. You know what I mean? It's like. And if you got a kid, the little kid, you gonna get it. They get it, you gonna get it. Because kids, they don't understand social distancing or, you know, transmission rate. You ever see a kid with so many boogers in their nose? Their nose is sealed shut. They're whistling when they breathe. They just could sit right on your lap and talk the flu right down the outfield. You can't throw them, you know what I mean? The thing is, if you want to get it, fellas, you're going to get it. Because women and subs, they don't want to go through that shit alone. They don't get it to you. They get it to you. Don't care. You name man, be name man. They be in the bed with the chill. Baby, come in here and hold me. On the side of the door, like, but you got the Omicron, baby. You got the Omicron. I don't care. I just want you to come love on me. But shit, they go all my sick days. 2 weeks of crew, now I gotta waste them on this bitch. Men and women are different. Men pride themselves on being protectors. So he's always thinking about protecting the family. So a woman called her man from the emergency room, going, baby, I just tested positive for COVID. I don't know what to do. He goes, look, calm down. I got the kids. You can check yourself into a hotel. I'll bring you food. It'll be all right. We're going to rock this together, baby. That's a man. Right? You can't call your woman, I'm talking about, baby, I tested positive for COVID. I'm going to go check myself into a hotel. For 14 days. She's going to be like, with that bitch? Oh, no. You come home and die. You come home and die, then I believe your lying ass. Come on. I'm not scared of it anymore because I had it 3 times. I had it 2020, 2021. All around Christmas. Each time we got around Christmas. And I had, like, this last one, it ain't that bad. If you gonna get it, get this one. That's a good one. Make you tired for a couple weeks, but you know, the aches and pains and shit, the other one. The first time I got it, I had all the Simpsons. Bart and Bert. I had all the symptoms. I couldn't taste nothing. I couldn't smell nothing. And all I could think is, this is the perfect time to start eating ass. You try it. It's like, spell that was stopping me. Hopefully that one. 14 days to get all the ass eaten done for
you.
So if you catch it, you know what to do. Just try it out. Yeah, it's a little green. What else is going on? The thing is, you just gotta stick close to the people you love. I got a big family. I got 9 grandkids. That's how I caught the last one. Nine grandkids. I'm like the DJ Khaled of grandkids. And another one. And just keep coming. Love them. I love grandkids. I wish I was a grandfather before I was a father. It's just a better experience. It's just more love. You don't have the responsibility. You know, I spoil them. You know? They can't do no wrong in my eyes. They get bad grades, I give them money. Fuck that teacher. You know? Especially you all. And then, you know, trying to get along. I'm divorced, all right? I've been divorced for 22 years. Yeah, and I still pay alimony. That's the toughest shit ever. I'm rooting for gay divorce, not gay marriage. Because gay divorce will fix this shit. Because another woman ain't gonna give no other woman half her money. And the degenerates ain't giving fucking Portia half her money. She will kill that bitch. It ain't gonna happen. A dude ain't giving another dude his money. Fuck that. I'll kill you, motherfucker. I did the man. It's cheaper to kill him. But paying is money. And the attorney said, listen, you gotta pay this until she gets married or gets divorced. She ain't gonna, or dies. She already got divorced. You know, she had to pay because we were married for 19 years. Until she gets married or she dies. So what am I stuck hoping for? The position that they put me in. You know, where I gotta ask God, look, I ain't gonna say it, but you know how women do. And whatever you gotta do to make this stop, but I appreciate it. It's in your hands. Yeah. It's a tough one. It's a death to you, partner. Fuck. Sickness, and there's a lot of sickness that going on. I kind of dodged a bullet, though. You know, it's worth paying that money. Because she, you know, about 10 years ago, she had double hip replacement surgery. So she's in a wheelchair. And I would have had to push this bitch around. And this wheelchair and shit, trying to act like I'm happy doing it, you know? Look like I'm happy pulling her up and wheelies and shit. Let's get do something funny, David. Sitting on a wheelchair backwards. And then after she got out the wheelchair, she had to wear the double crutches. It's even worse, you know what I mean? I and running from this bitch. Wait up, baby! Wait up! Yeah, look at that lady with that wounded warrior. That's a hero, I bet. Because I grew up poor, black, and handicapped. I was born with a club foot. Nobody took it easy on me. I was the joke growing up. Wore orthopedic shoes, club foot. You know? It was tough. But I took it and used it as fuel. You know, made something out of myself. Now the people that tease me wish they could please me. Tone down some of them talking about me as I hang out with people who have worse birth defects than I got. Take all the fucking spotlight off of me. I had a friend named Hustle. His leg was like 16 inches short. And I love him. I'd be happy when this man came out. Hustle, what's up, Hustle? What's up? And we named him Hustle because back then there was a dance called the Hustle. And he used to do that dance. And the little leg be moving around. He loved that name, Yo Hustle. What's up, son? What's up? But he knew when he came outside, we gonna talk about that leg. You know? He throw it up on the stoop. That's the first thing we do. Good, y'all get your jokes out the way. You just be looking, why my dick longer than your leg? And then afterwards, then we could get to playing basketball. Everybody talked about the leg. And he used to play basketball with it. He was nice. He had this move. He would cross the ball and the leg would go this way. He'd fuck your head up. You're like, oh shit. He had another move where he'd take the ball and wrap it around his leg real quick. Then he'd fall away. Shoot the ball, kick you in your nuts. You try to go with it. He ended up with 55 points every game. Nobody wanted to check us. I had another friend named Davey Carnica. And Davey was a normal kid, a little pudgy Puerto Rican kid. And he was slow. One day he tried to run across the street and got hit by a couple of cars. Arcade game. Boom, 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 boom. And hit his head on the curb. And when he got up, he had some sort of neuromuscular disorder where he would shake like this here, and his nose would run, you know? He couldn't afford to go get therapy or nothing. We just kept it moving, you know? Nicknamed that motherfucker. What up? Shake a pudding? What's happening, guys? That's what your nickname got you. I mean, your handicap got you a nickname. Right? That's how you play. You motherfucker, hey, what's up? He's in a no-neck Nancy, Big Butt Jam, Kaka Willie. You didn't have to look for what was wrong, we tell you. J-Nub, nigga missing four fingers. You know what I'm saying? Ringworm, you know what I'm saying? He only had it once, but he fucked around, came around us with it. You bring worm for life, nigga. There it is. We teased him so much, he converted to Judaism just so he had a hat to put over his ring. But that was our boy. We used to play Dustin with him. We didn't take it easy on Jacob Pudding. And he was funny too. You talk about his mom, you're like, yeah, I was with your mama. Give her a hunk that shake up on that shit night. Nice. And they say, so what happened to PC culture? You know, the guys like that. No, but kids don't, they don't get a nickname, but they don't want to be perceived as bullies. You know? But that's what they want. They want to be a part of some shit. Because if you fuck with Shaker Puddin' or Hustle, you had to fight us. You know? They were family. You looked out for them. You know? And that's what they want. They want jobs. They want to be a part of shit. Jobs they can do. We actually got Shaker Puddin' a job at the neighborhood movie theater. Yeah, he's the first person you see. You rip your ticket and you can come to enjoy the movie. Nobody ever took the ticket back. You're sitting around a pile of tickets. Enjoy the movie. He started out at the concession stand, but by the time you got your popcorn for this thing, you're like, two left in the bucket. Come here, little boy, sit down, sit. Yeah, the difference between black people and white people, black people, we don't treat handicapped people in your white people put their fucking family away. The institution. He's broken. Put him around. I don't think that acne ever clear. I put her in an institution. Black people just own their fucking, you know, own whatever. I had a cousin who had no legs. She got hit by a car, electric fucked up. And my uncle used to tie her to the brother's back. And take her outside. My leg doesn't be dangling all the time. You call her a retarded backpack. You gotta get a backpack. Jump, dunk, even dunk at 5 years old. I had a cousin named Gary. Gary was retarded. That's what he used to do. He was like Zion Williamson if the nigga was retarded. He would run through the house. Knocking shit over. And he would pull his dick out and just jerk off. And hey, his mother was so nice, she was like, Gary, go over there and do that. And like, we were really poor. I remember what my aunt gave Keenan some of Gary's clothes. And Keenan started crying. Beepo jeans, you got the Beepo jeans. Oh fuck. Oh, what are you doing? Where is this world going to? Everything's on PC. What the fuck? PC. It's hard to be funny and be PC. Nothing funny. The last great PC comedian was Bill Cosby. He was great. He's on stage 60 plus years, never cursed once. I bet he was cussing up a storm in that jail.
my asshole. No, I don't want to put it pop in my poopado. They took his show off the air. Why? Why punish me? Because he liked to rape. I love that show. I bought all the DVDs, I still watch it. It's a little different now that we know. Rudy, come here. You're like, no, Rudy, run! Get out the house! Guess what? They got rid of Aunt Jemima, took her off the pancake box.
Yeah.
Who does this show? I'm confused. I don't know what pancakes to buy no more. And Aunt Jemima had that smile and let you know that it's going to be all right. They got rid of Miss Butterworth. You knew that was going to be some good syrup. Miss Butterworth, Miss Butterworth. And some skinny white bitch. I'm like, this shit is free. Cancel fucking they're trying to cancel Dr. Seuss.
Oh,
like, they said Dr. Seuss is a racist. I'm black. I can't tell you what was racist about Dr. Seuss. And I read all the books. Hop on Pop, Go Dog Go, Green Eggs and Ham. Did I miss one? Did he write a Coon on the Moon too? Let's cancel the Kardashians.
Yeah!
Got 15 years of four untalented bitches on TV. Get that shit off the TV. I still don't know what they do. They don't sing, they don't dance, they don't act, they don't rap. What the fuck? They don't even make good porno. That's the laziest shit I ever saw. Cancel the Real Housewives of every city in America. Yes. What they really want to do is they're able to cancel that show, My 600-Pound Life. This is the saddest shit on TV. You got fat people so big, they need an operation just to live, to lose weight. You know? 600 pounds and above. I watched an episode of a dude named Cyrus. He laid down. He'd been laying down 13 years. Eating pizza. He just laid it. Got an oxygen tank on. And this wire going to some pie. This motherfucker. He don't even know how tall he is. The last marking on the wall was right here. So. There's this mean ass Armenian doctor, Dr. Norzata, and some shit. He's so mean to those people. You're gonna die. Look at you. You fat shit. You make me sick. I throw up from looking at you. You need to lose weight. And they always got bad excuses for why they be. I'm allergic to cinnamon, doctor. No, Cinnabuns. You're allergic to Cinnabuns, you fat shit. You have to choose your daughter or cake. What kind of cake you can have? And chocolate strawberry, she live with her mama in the jar. Ha ha ha.
I'm just saying, this is people going through some real shit. You don't film that. You don't make a show out of that. They got real problems. And you're giving them these impossible tasks. You'll lose 300 pounds by Friday.
I give you that praise.
And it sends the wrong message to other fat people. Because you're making celebrities out of it. So you got motherfuckers.